Nancy Mussolini Pelosi has already brought up the fairness doctrine to shut down talk radio that is considered unfriendly to the upcoming communist administration. This unfairness doctrine will be used as a tool to silence the last voices of freedom of speech in the media. But did you know that in the past, it was used to silence voices on the left as well? You see, leftists, be careful what you wish for. There is a bill in the works called the Broadcaster Freedom Act that could put an end to the unfair fairness doctrine once and for all. Congressman Ed Royce is a co-sponsor of the bill and joins us for a report about it.
Thank you. One of our concerns in the House of Representatives is when our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was first elected, she said she was going to aggressively pursue legislation to reinstate the fairness doctrine. And now we have a situation where a majority could come on the Federal Communications Commission and could reinstate the fairness doctrine. Why would Democrats, or at least leftist activists, want the fairness doctrine back? Well, one of the members of a prior Democratic administration said, we had a massive strategy to use the fairness doctrine to challenge and harass the right-wing broadcasters and hope the challenge would be so costly to them that they would be inhibited and decide it was too expensive to continue. Well, that's basically the strategy, is to shut down freedom of speech. And so we have legislation, the Broadcaster Freedom Act, that Congressman Pence is the lead author on. I'm a co-sponsor. But this bill would bar not only Congress, but also President-elect Barack Obama and the federal media regulators from bringing back the fairness doctrine, which, as you know, would all but eliminate the talk radio industry. Because what will happen is, just as that former official, Bill Reuter, that I quoted from a former Democratic administration would do, they would set up a system of systematically harassing and filing lawsuits against broadcasters in order to shut down those who they consider unfriendly. Now, I for our friends out there in the listening audience who are liberals or on the left, they should realize that also Dick Nixon, when he was president, used that same tactic. License harassment of stations considered unfriendly to the administration became a regular item on the agenda at White House policy meetings and was used as a tool. My friend Tom Hazlett, who was former FCC commissioner and agrees very much with freedom of speech and doing basically allowing broadcasters to have talk radio, raises the point that both Richard Nixon used this as a tool and Democratic administrations have used it as well. So if you are for freedom of speech, if you think that the works of Thomas Jefferson are important, when Jefferson said liberty of speaking, that's what guards our other liberties, when he authored that First Amendment of freedom of speech to the Constitution of the United States, originally in the state of Virginia, when he argued of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. If you're concerned about our right to broadcast that and our ability to have an open forum on it, you will contact your legislator and get them to get in touch with Mike Pence and become a co-sponsor on the Broadcaster Freedom Act. This is about protecting your right of free speech. The way in which the administration will likely pass the fairness doctrine is they'll soon have a 3-2 majority on the FCC capable of bringing back that doctrine through administrative action. So they're not going to need congressional approval. So the way in which to prevent that would be for a majority of the members of Congress, of the House and Senate, to co-sponsor the legislation that Congressman Pence has advanced, the Broadcaster Freedom Act, which would prevent the FCC from restricting journalistic freedom. Frankly, the Federal Communications Commission did the right thing 20 years ago in throwing this unnecessary, counterproductive, unwise restriction on speech into the regulatory dustbin. It should be left there, and to keep it there, we need to pass this legislation. So we need co-sponsors. We need people to contact their member of Congress and tell them to get on the Broadcaster Freedom Act bill. I think that it all depends upon the amount of support that we receive from the American public. Members, especially on the other side of the aisle, are not going to get onto this bill unless they hear from their constituents. Now, they know that freedom of speech is an important issue to Americans, but unless they hear from their constituency, they are not likely to co-sponsor the bill. And if we get a majority of the members of the House to co-sponsor, then, of course, we can bring it up and pass it. Anytime you have a majority of the members co-sponsoring legislation, you can generally get it to the House floor. So we need some direct action by the American public right now on this bill. And I would also say that long-term, if we learn from history, I talked a little bit about the consequences of being silent on this and how in the past Democratic administrations and Dick Nixon's administration used the Fairness Doctrine in order to challenge and harass broadcasters, and did so with the idea that they would make it so costly for them to continue that they shut down a lot of those broadcasters. They threatened to pull their license if they didn't cancel certain shows that were not to the liking of those in government. So I think it's very, very important for the freedom of the country that we prevail on this. Back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Congressman. We need to do something to ensure our freedom of speech will not be taken away, as has the freedom of economics. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.